Cheryl Mendoza, conservation manager at the Alliance for the Great Lakes, says Wisconsinites in particular need to be careful since groundwater levels in some part of the state are falling 17 feet per year and as much as 450 feet per year in the Milwaukee area.
We've been blind as far as our 19th century attitude towards water. We don't really know how much water is being taken out. We don't really know our impacts on water resources, and we haven't been managing water resources to make sure that our use is sustainable.
Mendoza says communities need to start planning their growth in accordance with the water available and look into what can be done to keep water sources sustainable and healthy.
Maybe incorporating natural landscaping into turf grass plans, which requires much less watering. Making sure that we're buying products that don't take water from an area that could be potentially harmful.
But not all are as concerned about repeatedly tapping the Great Lakes water. George Cooper is president and CEO of the Council of Great Lakes Industries.
We got to separate fact from fantasy. This issue, water management, blew up out of sentiment related to a permit to tanker fresh water from Lake Superior to foreign markets. It probably would not have had any effect at all on the ecosystem because you really can't take the water out any faster than it will flow through the Welland Canal.
Cooper says the most important thing is to ensure the governors and premiers around the Great Lakes hold a permanent authority, and then focus on how the water can be used more often, based on the ability of returning water to their basin. This summer, 8 governors and 2 premiers of the Great Lakes are coming out with a new draft of a policy to develop a water management system. Anneli Radestad, Wisconsin Public Radio.